This is Daniel Scharf in Islamabad with a long CR titled Pakistan-U.S. Terrorism. There are two acts in the clear. Intro. A top U.S. diplomat has praised U.S.-Pakistan relations and the sacrifices Pakistan has made in fighting against the increasing problem of extremism. During a visit to the region, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte also said progress in Afghanistan has undermined support for the Taliban, despite growing violence in the country. Daniel Scharf reports for VOA from Islamabad. Text. Negroponte had nothing but praise Wednesday for Pakistan's efforts in fighting a growing threat from militant Islamists in the country. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State noted Pakistan has lost more than 1,000 soldiers since 2001 in the fight against extremism and has deployed a large contingent of soldiers to the volatile tribal border areas. Negroponte made the comments Wednesday in Islamabad, where he met with Pakistani officials for a second round of U.S.-Pakistan strategic dialogue. Counterterrorism efforts were at the top of the agenda. The U.S. has pledged $750 million towards Pakistan's three-pronged strategy of promoting security, dialogue, and development in the tribal areas bordering Afghanistan, where pro-Taliban militias are believed to have bases. Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden is also thought to be hiding in the border region between the two countries. A United Nations report Sunday said most of Afghanistan's increasing number of suicide bombers received training or support in Pakistan, and many were recruited in Pakistani religious schools. Thousands have been killed in Afghanistan in the last year, the worst violence since the overthrow of the Taliban. Despite the rising death toll, during a visit to Afghanistan Tuesday, Negroponte said progress was being made. Pakistan has sent about 100,000 soldiers to the border area to try to restore control. Attacks by pro-Taliban and Al-Qaeda groups have escalated after a peace deal with militants broke down. On Wednesday, pro-Taliban militants in northwest Pakistan attacked a paramilitary post and captured at least 12 soldiers. Authorities have yet to negotiate the release of over 200 soldiers captured last month. Recent attacks have not been limited to the border area. Suicide bombers have killed dozens of people in the last week, including more than 25 in and around the capital. Extremist groups have a large degree of public support in Pakistan. A survey by Terror Free Tomorrow, a U.S.-based bipartisan group, showed more than a third of Pakistanis approved of radical extremist groups. Pakistanis also gave Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden a 46% approval rating, more than they gave their own president, Musharraf. Daniel Scharf, for VOA News, Islamabad.
There is no doubt whatsoever of Pakistan's commitment to restoring and establishing security in that part of the country, and more than doing its share in the war against terror.
With improved security, prosperity, and social development, there are fewer places the Taliban can look for safe haven. The Afghan government is leading the nation towards a new future, and we will support that effort.